That was one of the most fun interviews I've ever done with that guy.
With that guy? Well, there's a lot of handshaking and stuff.
I've never met that guy in my life.
Who was he with?
Quadjacks.com. I've never heard of it. It sounded European.
Okay, yeah, he sounded
European. Yeah, I don't know, but it was fun. I've never had a reporter try today. I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, so Wicked Chops Poker Podcast, Matt Affleck. Congratulations on the finish. It was tough to watch. We were reading some of the tweets. BJ Nemeth,
yeah,
I saw
that tweet.
couldn't even take the photos. Seem to be in a lot better mood now, though. You got it out of your system.
One double Jägerbomb letter and one Coors Light, and I have another one on the way. So,
because I just overheard you saying you've just finished college, you're kind of out of a fraternity. You kind of know how to drink and take the edge off a little bit.
Some might go out tonight. I don't know. I was feeling pretty bad about an hour ago, but actually, right now, I feel a lot better. I mean, I've always been one that I kind of seek attention, I guess. I don't know. And I've finally proven to the world, I think, like, I can, and especially to my parents. My dad's, like, always, the last year, my dad's really gotten confident. He knows I can do this for a living.
Right.
My mom's been kind of like, she, like, supports it, and, but now she realizes, like.
Well, you gotta support the results, because last year, you were chip leader going into.
I was chip leader after day four. This year, I was third place after day four.
Right,
and
so.
This year I was top 10 pretty much the whole way down in the money. Last year I ended up, I ended day 5 like 6th in chips.
Right.
And then I ended up busting late day 6.
Okay. So you've run amazingly well in the main event. You've played amazingly well. A great finish this year for about $500,000 or so. You're just out of school. You got money in the bank. What are you going to do now? Poker full time?
I'm going to go home. My whole fraternity, I can't even tell you how many, like, Facebook messages, text messages. Like, I couldn't even have my phone in my pocket while we were playing because so many of my friends and family were just texting me, Facebooking me, and it was amazing. So I can't wait to get home to just party for, like, a week, just a week straight of drinking. And
what fraternity? Give them a
plug. Psi Upsilon. Okay. It's a smaller fraternity. I went to University of Washington, and take a week or two off and get back to the grind, and I'll definitely be back at Legends of Poker, the next huge tournament in August. I mean, the positive I'm taking out of this right now is, and I'm actually, you know, obviously I wanted to win the tournament, like $9 million would have been amazing, but I kind of had it back in the back of my head, you know, if I do win this tournament and I win $9 million, might I lose, like, motivation to play anymore?
Right.
Like, I love poker, and but it's like, I can't handle, like, the swings of playing, like, the insanely high stakes, like Bobby Roone.
Right.
Like, I've never, like, the biggest losing day I've ever had was, like, it was 20,000, which is a lot, but compared to some of these guys that play high stakes,
right.
Like, and that was, like, one of the W Coop main event days where I staked two people in the W Coop main event and then myself. So, I mean, I can never, my goal in poker was never to play, like, 1,000, 2,000, no limit hold'em. And so, I mean, it's kind of like, would I lose motivation if I won $9 million?
But you seem like you're a pretty normal, grounded guy. So let's say you had won this and you had $9 million in the bank. You just kind of that was fun. I'll see you guys later.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'd keep playing, but it's just like when you're playing a $2,000 tournament, then it's like $100,000
right.
First. How much motivation can you have then? But the nice thing is now is like I was very depressed the last hour. I was so depressed. You can ask my two friends.
We saw. What was it like when that river card came? What did you feel? We saw it on your face. But what was going through?
It was really weird
mind?
Because, like, you know, he tanks. He goes into the tank on the turn. And I'm like, he has kings. I was 90% sure he had kings, and I'm like, kind of shooting myself for not five betting. But I still think I thought he was going to call kings. And either way, even if he folds, I'm chip lead. And all that's going through my head is fold or call. I'm going to be chip lead of the main event going to the final table now. And he called, and he showed jacks. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I'm just all that went through my head. It was about a minute before, after he said call,
right.
It was a good minute and a half before they peeled off the river. And all I'm just saying in my head is red deuce, red deuce, red deuce, red deuce. And a lot of people don't know, last night I lost my glasses. I was doing an interview, and I took them off during the interview.
I heard about this.
And so I think it's far-sighted goal. Like, I can see close fine, but I can't see far. And so the river card is very far away from me. And so I saw, you know, a lot of spots, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that could be a 9, that could be a 10, that could be an 8. And I, like, had a squint at it, and I was like, oh, God, that's an 8. I'm done. Like, and I was, like, trying to hold it back, and I'm like, stay composed. And just, I couldn't. I thought I took it pretty well. I didn't do the, oh, my God, you
died. Right, you which is what I would have done.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I was, and BJ Nemeth said a tweet that was, he tweeted, I was taking photos of Matt Affleck, and I had to stop when he put his hat over his face because I felt so bad.
You got, your boys just came in with some beer for you.
Yes, I would like that beer. Thank you.
How many of your friends you got in town?
I have my friends, Tyler and Lance here, stuck it out through the main event. I had a lot of friends that wanted to come down. I thought about last night calling some people in and having them fly in, but I figured I'd wait till November.
Kept the folks away, too.
Yeah, my parents are home. I've been calling. Like, they want updates on every break and stuff, so I call them on every break. Actually, just talked to my mom and got the, but you made $500,000, dog. And I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but, you know.
Well, you know, everybody, you know, within the industry and the media feels like, you know, we lost a good for poker, good guy going into the main event. So you handled yourself well.
Got to sign my first autograph. Ever.
You got to sign your first autograph.
I'm like, I just busted from the main event. I'm like trying to hold back tears. I have my head up against the wall, and some guy comes up and hands me a hat and a pen and asks for an autograph. I'm like, how do you come up to me at this point? I'm like, all right, signed it. I don't know.
But good luck.
Thank you.
And we will not shake hands 4 times.
Yeah.